This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been given to three scientists for their work on optics and high-precision measurements using lasers. Roy Glauber, John Hall, and Theodore Hunch will share the $1.3 million prize. NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum joins me now in the studio to talk about the winners. David, hasn't a Nobel Prize already been given for the laser?
It has, but these guys took lasers and optics much, much further. So if you think of light as a wave, different colors have different wavelengths and different frequencies associated with them. And when you get down to the level of an atom sort of has different colors. If you shine light on it, it will absorb different colors. And they're very, very precise, very, very narrow frequencies. So this opened up a whole new world of things you could do with lasers. And they've measured certain things to 15 digits. Theodore Hunch did the theoretical work that underlies this, and then Roy Glauber and John Hall have been doing some of the experiments. Some of the things they can do is look at the very distant explosions in the universe, and that light comes through atoms that are very, very far away, and in fact, the light by the time it gets here is very old. So this is a way to look at what things were like in the early days of after the Big Bang, early days of the universe. And by doing that, they can study those atoms and see sort of where the electrons are in them, and they can tell if the laws of physics were the same billions of years ago as they are today. And in fact, it seems like they are. This may allow for more precise clocks, may allow them to improve the global positioning system. And John Hall was at some point very involved in measuring the speed of light, which is now defined as 299792458 meters per second. And it used to be that the meter was this rod that was stuck in a safe. That was the standard that everybody used. They now measure the speed of light so precisely that the meter is defined as how far light goes in a certain period of time.
David, tell us a bit more about the winners themselves.
Roy Glauber is got his PhD in physics from Harvard, and he's still at Harvard. John Hall is 71. He was born in Colorado, and he's still in Colorado now at the National Institutes of Standards and Technology. He's also a fellow at the University of Colorado. Theodore Hunch is 63. He's a German citizen, and he's at the Max Planck Institute for Quantum Optics in Munich, Germany. Some of this work goes back to the 1960s, but these scientists have all been incredibly active since this has been a very, very productive area.
And they're not young. I mean, this is towards ends of their careers.
Yes, I believe there was one Nobel Prize once where someone died in between being nominated and actually getting the award. But no, these guys are sort of in the middle. I mean, people tend the Nobel Committee, people get nominated year after year after year after year, and sometimes it takes a long time for them to get it, and sometimes they don't get the prize.
So it's only been a bit since they've been named, but any idea how they're going to split the money, $1.3 million?
I can tell you exactly how they split it. I don't know what they'll spend it on. Theodore Hunch is going to get half of it for his theoretical work, and then Roy Glauber and John Hall will have to split the other half of the $1.3 million for their stuff. I assume they may go buy more lasers to play with.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's David Kestenbaum on the 2005 Nobel Prize in Physics. It was announced this morning.